Hey everyone, this is Eliza D, and welcome back for another episode of How to Save the Planet, a show where we interview people who have jobs in climate change or environment. Now, let's get started. In today's episode, we are talking to Allie Lee. Allie is the co-chair for the Climate Reality Project King County chapter and also the lead for the Climate Reality Project Washington State Coalition. She works as a community builder and community consultant, serving on task forces that range from community safety, zero waste, clean air, and equitable community task forces. Together with many other environmental organizations, they were able to pass a 100% committed clean electricity for the state of Washington with a goal by 2030. That's amazing. And next up is ensuring clean fuels by 2030. But they will only succeed if we all work together for one world. They hope that the youth will take the lead, having worked on projects from China to Brazil. They're looking at ways that we can all work together and educate future generations. Be the Change has come to be inspiring, especially seeing our youth take the lead in their villages, communities, and their homes, installing solar panels and creating community clean water sources, which gives Allie hope for the future. Allie's goal is to have the first vertical retail farm up and operating by 2030. We got some awesome goals here. And hope to continue to learn and share from the world around us. Having traveled to many countries to discuss climate change and the environment, Allie says that we must all continually challenge each other to be informed, stay engaged, listen to what science is telling us, and move forward for a better tomorrow. Hashtag act on climate. Hashtag lead on climate. Hello and welcome, Allie, to How to Save the Planet.
Hello. Thank you, Eliza.
Hi.
Glad to be here.
So glad that you are here. What do you do and where do you work?
I'm a community builder and I'm a consultant. So I am actually a freelancer, so I work with different companies and helping them with their sort of zero waste and green upgrades that they are doing to their communities or to their buildings or to their office workspace.
Wow, that's really neat. What got you interested in the work that you do?
I started off years ago, actually, in the retail industry and traveling around the world, seeing different factories and manufacturing plants, it showed me quite a bit as far as the waste that's out there, but not only the waste of materials, but also the sort of inequalities for the workers that were there. So it really made me take a deep dive at that point and make a shift to that we need to do a little bit better as far as for our planet and for the people that live on the planet.
Cool. Well, you're learning on the ground. That's really neat.
Yeah, thanks.
Why do you do the work that you do?
I do the work I do because I have a daughter, number one, and I want to make sure that she has a great planet for years to come to live on. And looking at the science and the facts that are out there for youth, it's not looking too good. So unless we start and we all take the deep dive right now, well, we have that sort of longevity for our planet that we're living on. We only have one.
Yep. No planet B. What degrees did you get and where did you go to school?
Yeah, great question. I went to UW. I started off in fashion merchandising and had received my degree there. And then I went on to international business. And then I decided that I really wanted to do more because there just wasn't enough that I could do. So I went back for my independent study degree, and my sort of platform was on vertical solar farms that had hydroponic tanks in developing them here in the Pacific Northwest, but not just within the state overall, but I really wanted to be specific as far as diverse communities and the lack of access that they had to culturally sensitive foods if there were an emergency to happen. So such as the International District, making sure that they had a farm that was providing rice and had vegetables that was catered to their needs. Because in an emergency, again, the kits that we have are not culturally sensitive to a lot of the people.
Yeah. Wow. How did you get the position that you have now, like career-wise?
A lot of it is just hard work. It's diving in, asking a lot of questions, meeting a lot of people, being out of the community, a lot of grassroots work. So just being out there is really what started and sort of anchored it, being around the people that we are, such as the opportunities of climate reality, knowing that we've got such a diverse range of people that are part of the organization is what really kind of gave me a boost to do the work that I'm doing now. And it's just really fortunate to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about any climate change related projects that you have done?
Sure. Yeah. We worked with the EPC Coalition, which is the Environmental Priorities Coalition, the past couple of years, which includes several different environmental organizations here in Washington State. And we were able to be part of passing the 100% committed for clean electricity, which was awesome. By 2030 is a benchmark. And that was 2 years ago. And we fought really hard for that together as a team. And now we are working on clean fuels. And clean fuels is really dealing with transportation, working on then electricity, working on different ways that we can really have clean fuels out there in our communities. So the more that we can do that, the faster we can save our planet.
Yes. What does climate justice or environmental justice mean to you and your work?
Ooh, good question. Climate justice and environmental justice goes further than just, you know, what we do on a daily basis of recycling. It's really that sort of equity and equality for all to have things such as clean water and clean electricity and making sure that everybody has, a safe food supply. And I think that really making sure that we're aware of what we're doing and our surroundings around us and the people that we can really touch in the work that we do means a lot to me.
Yeah. What encouragement or hopeful thoughts could you give our listeners around making a difference in this climate crisis?
Gee, good question again. Eliza, you're rocking on the questions. I would say... encouragement that I have is keep going with what you're doing, but realize that it's a marathon and it's not a sprint, that it's going to take time. It's going to take years, but hopefully we can then achieve this by our marker of 2030 to make sure that we can reverse the effects of climate change and what's happening to us now.
Woo.
And then, go ahead.
Oh, well, 10 years, 2030.
Exactly. So it's not that far away. What I'm really encouraged about is the number of youth that are out there now. But pace yourself. That's what I have to say. You've got life to live. So make sure that you're breathing, making sure that you have a balance in your life, along with then fighting the fight that's out there. There's nothing more important than our future, and you guys are it.
Well, thank you. That is a great, or some great encouragement.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for joining us, Allie, on How to Save the Planet. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for all you do. It's much appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you for all you do on How to Save the Planet. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of How to Save the Planet. See you next time.